Ocasio-Cortez hopes Trump's racist comments will unravel his America First immigration agenda. By Hannah Blow on July 17, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, hopes that President Trump's recent remarks, which House Democrats officially deemed racist, will be used against him, particularly pertaining to the implementation of his America First immigration policies. Ocasio-Cortez, who is at the center of the ongoing battle between Trump and the squad, tweeted the good news Wednesday morning. "The good news in getting Trump to explicitly vocalize his racism, instead of hiding it behind vague suggestions, is that his words can be used by courts as evidence of his motivation," she tweeted. AKA his tweets may be used to dismantle his own immigration policies, she added. The Washington Post story to which Ocasio-Cortez links asserted, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the president used racist remarks. President Trump's latest racist remarks, like many of his comments before them, can and will be used against him in court, the Post's Fred Barbash wrote. The Post continued. In conjunction with other factors, they could help persuade judges to block policies he claims are crucial to his agenda, particularly on immigration, on the grounds of racial or ethnic animus. That's been the pattern ever since Trump took office. His words, about Mexican immigrants as criminals, drug dealers and rapists, Nigerians going back to their huts, Haitians all having AIDS, or of too many migrants from shithole countries, have helped stall much of Trump's immigration crackdown. It hasn't been any particular comment that has made the difference in court, but rather the accumulation of them. However, Trump's immigration policies are not based on race, with the focus remaining on lawlessness and the effect it has on U.S. citizens from both a safety and economic standpoint. Additionally, Trump's recent message to Democrat squad members was not based on race, but what critics, including Trump, say is their constant complaints about the United States. "Those tweets were not racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body," Trump exclaimed on Twitter Tuesday. He continued. "The so-called vote to be taken is a Democrat con game. Republicans should not show weakness and fall into their trap. This should be a vote on the filthy language, statements and lies told by the Democrat congresswomen, who I truly believe, based on their actions, hate our country. Get a list of the horrible things they have said. Omar is polling at 8%, Cortez at 21%. Nancy Pelosi tried to push them away, but now they are forever wedded to the Democrat Party. See you in 2020. After a few hours of chaos on the House floor Tuesday, Democrats in the House voted to pass a resolution condemning Trump for his racist remarks, 240 to 187. As Breitbart News reported, the resolution strongly condemns President Donald Trump's racist comments that have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color, and states that the House believes that immigrants and their descendants have made America stronger, and that those who take the oath of citizenship are every bit as American as those whose families have lived in the United States for many generations. Four Republicans sided with Democrats reps. Will Hurd, RTX, Susan Brooks, RN, Fred Upton, Army, and Brian Fitzpatrick, RPA. Former Republican Representative Justin Amash, IME, now an independent, sided with Democrats as well. Representative Al Green, DTX, filed articles of impeachment against Trump for the third time Tuesday evening, piggybacking on his colleagues' outrage over Trump's tweets. "What do you do when the leader of the free world is a racist? What do you do? Well, here's what you do. You file a resolution condemning the president for racist comments directed at members of Congress," Green reportedly said on the House floor. "What do you do? You file articles of impeachment impeaching the president of the United States of America," he continued. "These two things are not mutually exclusive. We can do this, condemn for the comments that have been made. And we can do this, impeach for the harm that the comments are causing to the society," he added. The House is expected to vote on Green's impeachment effort Wednesday evening.